welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and on this edition of Motown Memories, we're featuring the Supremes, Eddie Kendricks, Marvin Gaye, Jackson 5, the Isley Brothers, the Temptations, and Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. The second half hour of today's show will feature music from the great motion picture Standing in the Shadow of Motown, which featured the Funk Brothers.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Keep on.
of Motown Memories. Motown Memories. With Tom Fallon.
Sunny. Yesterday my heart was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Oh, the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine you gave. Oh, sunny, thank you for the love you brought my way. Oh, you gave to me your all and all. Now I feel about 10 feet tall. Oh, sunny one, so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Yeah, sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. All my life was torn like a windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when you held my hand. Sunny one, so true, I love you. Yes.
Well, that was Marvin Gaye with Sunny. That was recorded and released in 1966, but did chart. That same year, however, Bobby Hebb made it a top 10 song. Well, before that, formerly of the Temptations, but now on his own, that was Eddie Kendricks with Keep On Truckin', a number one song from 1973. And we started with another number one back in 1964 with the Supremes and Baby Love. You found Motown Memories, and this is Tom Fallon. And coming up, another number one song, this time from the Jackson 5. Well, when The Love You Saved moved into the number one position on Billboard's Hot 100 on June 27, 1970, the Jackson 5 became the first artists of the rock era to have their first three chart releases reach number one. Well, after two platinum singles, Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown, kept saying, "What about the follow-up?" Well, one of the writers of this song, Freddie Perren, recalls, he wasn't worried, but he really wanted to bring the third one home. We really didn't have that third one yet, but they came up with a great song, and here it is, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Just like me.
song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Well, that was the Isley Brothers with a song that didn't chart, but was recorded and released in 1972, and that song was called My Love Is Your Love Forever. And we started with the Jackson 5, that number one song from 1970, The Love You Save. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and coming up, yet another number one song, this time from Marvin Gaye. This was his second of third number one songs that he had in his career before his life was cut short tragically from the hands of his father in 1984. Well, Marvin was quoted as saying that I can't see anything wrong with sex between consenting antibodies. I think we make much too much of it. After all, one's genitals are just one important part of the magnificent human body. I have no argument with the essential part they play in the reproduction of the species. However, the reproductive process has been assured by the pleasure both parties receive when they engage in it. Well, here's that great number one song, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Ooh,
Here comes another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song. On Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
There when you want me, some way, somehow. Oh, baby, now.
Well, that was a great song by the duet of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. That was Ain't No Mountain High Enough, and that reached number 19 from 1967 and was the first of seven top 40 songs that Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell had together. But tragically, Tammy wouldn't live long enough to savor her stardom. She collapsed in Marvin's arms during a concert at Virginia's Hayden Sidney College in the summer of 1967 and was diagnosed with a brain tumor. Several operations were performed that took a drastic toll on Tammy's health and performing capabilities, but she valiantly tried to resume her career. Unfortunately, she died 2 years later in 1969. Well, before that, we heard another great song from Marvin Gaye, number one song from 73, Let's Get It On. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and coming up, songs from the great motion picture Standing in the Shadow of Motown, right here on Motown Memories.